When doubt is mentioned under the hindrances, is it mainly referring to doubt about the Buddha's teachings? Are there other implications? Oftentimes, that's, say when one reads the texts and commentaries, then inevitably it talks about doubt about the Buddha's teachings. And I say most of the teachers that I know don't sort of narrow it down that much, because it's in terms of the a hindrance, a nivarana, a quality of mind that obstructs the fundamental goodness of the mind, then it isn't just doubt about the Buddha's teachings. It's the tendency to doubt, to waver. And of course, when you doubt, waver, uncertain, then you're going to focus, the focus will be on the teachings. But you'll tend to doubt everything else as well. So that the being able to get a handle on doubt, how it's how it plays itself out in day-to-day life. Doubt and uncertainty, wavering. And it's really interesting just to really watch on a day-to-day basis. How does it play out? Should I have two of those fruit, or should I just have one? Well, it can turn into a moment of all of a sudden everything stops. Oh dear, should I do this or do that? Should I go forward or go back? I mean, we start to doubt everything. So doubt can creep into everything, and then it manifests in the teachings as well. Doubting the teachings, doubting the practice, doubting oneself. Can one do it? Can one not do it? Am I able to? Is there any point to even doing this? I'm not sure if I can do this. It's doubt. All it is doubt. So that being able to recognize doubt as doubt. Okay, that's all it is. And then one can go forward. That that's also where mindfulness of the body is really helpful, in the sense that you're never going to talk yourself into a resolution of doubt through the mind. You'll never get everything figured out enough to not doubt, if doubt is the underlying sort of fallback position. So that the recognition of how doubt manifests as a feeling of uncertainty, a feeling of hesitation, a feeling of discomfort around a particular decision, doing something, then to be able to cut through that and just move forward. And sometimes it's helpful to make a wrong decision, do something, but at least not to be caught in wavering and uncertainty, just to, as a part of training, because that sort of that sense of wanting to be absolutely sure that one's doing something right before doing it. You paralyze yourself and tie yourself up in knots. So that just being able to, being willing to cut through and move forward. And that one can feel that in the body. That's helpful to, okay, just move forward, do it, and not get caught in doubt.